Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here. Oh, with my life. So for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. So I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
All right, that's my testimony for today. Dear God, I thank you for my life. How many can share with me this afternoon and say, I thank God for my life? Amen. That's a beautiful, beautiful song by Smokey Norful. Truly, there's many dreams that haven't yet been realized. Hallelujah, there are promises in God's word we haven't seen in our lifetime manifested yet. Amen, but I thank God because he is a promise keeper. Amen, and anything he promised you, it's like money in the bank. No need to worry, no need to fret. It's there, it's available for your use, and you can withdraw, hallelujah, from his bank at any time, and you don't have to ever, ever be concerned of there not being enough. Amen. We once again welcome you to New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny through our radio broadcast, A Time of Reflection. Amen. This radio broadcast, we're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. This is our 27th month. And as we looked at the numbers, amen, we know God don't operate in numbers, but he do operate in commitment. He do operate in faithfulness. He do operate in those that he have called to be obedient to his word. Amen. So we thank God for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to share the good news. The good news. What is the good news? The death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The good news is that salvation is for everyone. The good news is that you're on a winning team, people. You'll never lose with God. So once you make the decision, once you have committed, hey, to give your life to the Lord, I tell you, you're in a win-win situation. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't suffer. That doesn't mean that you won't experience any disappointments, any frustration, any setbacks. I'm not selling you that story today. But the good news is, when the tempter comes, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord said in his word, he will raise up a standard against him. He also said, he that keep his mind stayed on Jesus, he said, I'll keep him in perfect peace. How many is looking for perfect peace today? Amen. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I don't know about you all. I'm excited. I'm like Sister Ruby, I'm excited, hallelujah, about what God is doing for us. Not just for me, because it saddens me when I see other people blessed and then they never invest in blessing someone else. That saddens my heart because we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. And I tell you, I just want to offer you all some apologies. For yesterday, I was exhausted, amen, and I tell you, I found myself asleep, almost nodding off at the red light, and I said, no, God, I have to shut it down. I had been up since early, and I just felt myself, and that wasn't good, so I had to shut it down on yesterday because I wouldn't have been any good to you all, and certainly to no one else had I continued on trying to pressed my way, and his body was saying something else. So I apologize to you all, but we certainly heard about the praise and the worship and all the expositions that went up on yesterday. You know, God will never be left without a witness. He'll never be left without somebody to carry on his work. So we thank God and we salute Sister Ruby for such a fabulous job on yesterday, and all of you all, Mother Charity, and they tell me Sister T was singing like a songbird, and all of you that Prophetess Darlene and all of you all that was on the line on yesterday. God, I'm asking God to pour out a special blessing for your faithfulness and for your supporting this radio broadcast. Truly, you know, at this hour in some areas of the nation, you know, it's 3 o'clock, it's 4 o'clock in the evening, and I think about Mother Charity is up 6 in the morning, Monday through Saturday on a prayer line. So, you know, you have to have the love of God in your heart to be that faithful, to stick to something that is dear to you. Commend you all for the beautiful job on yesterday, and everybody on this line is able to pray. Everybody on this line is able to expound on God's word. So guess what? You all weren't lacking of anything. So we thank you. Amen. And we're continuing on with our subject this week. Amen. And we're excited about the man of God that's going to be ministering the word for us today. He's no stranger. Amen. And we're continuing with this topic. This is your season for favor and for grace and favor. We know that the Bible said Noah obtained grace and favor. Esther obtained grace and favor. And even us, we're living in the dispensation of grace. Therefore, we are granted grace and favor. Amen. But if you're not confident and you don't believe that grace and favor is attached to your life, then guess what? You won't be able to walk in this season. This is your season. Hallelujah. So you better muster up some confidence and get some motivation. Read the word of God and read what the word says, and also be in a place where you can hear the word of God. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing. So if we don't hear nothing, then our faith will never increase. Our faith will never grow. But I'm not the speaker today, amen, but we have a wonderful speaker, a man of God that has been with us for a while now, and I tell you, he loved the people of God. He loved doing what the Lord has called him to do, and he has been such a great, tremendous blessing to this ministry. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce our speaker today, and I'm going to let him just open up with the word of prayer, and then he's going to take it from there. So that's none other than Minister Liberal Democrat. So we thank God, the man of God, and we're looking for a word that would inspire and encourage us today. And even those that are out there in radio land, those that's on the chat room, those that may go back later on in this evening or later on in the week to hear this message, you'll see it on YouTube. You can go to our Facebook page. We're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And even you can go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen to these messages in their entirety live. Amen. So we thank God for the man of God. God bless you, Minister.
Amen, amen, amen. And the redeemed of the Lord said so. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God. Amen, God. It's a blessing. Amen to God. When you can, amen to God, come together with the saints, amen to God, and praise the Lord. Amen,
ooh,
amen to God. Hallelujah, amen to God. The beautiful thing about it, amen to God, in our teaching in the book of Acts, and we've been talking about activating, you know, and you know, all things work together for the good. Because I heard the woman of God said, amen to God, she wasn't able to, amen, to be in service and whatnot like she wanted to be, amen to God. But sometimes God intervenes, amen to God, to make things work together for the good. Now she needed her rest, amen to God, and the saints needed to be activated because, amen to God, as she was pouring into us, amen to God, amen, being with these services and bringing these great men and women of God on this line, amen, that us being poured into, amen to God, after a while, you got to use what's been poured into you, amen to God. And so God was saying, I'm going to show somebody who's been calling into this broadcast, amen to God, that something on the inside, amen to God, is going to start working on the outside, amen to God. And I'm going to hold her back, amen to God, so she won't open it up because it's time for you to do something. Amen. And we spoke that earlier today. It's time for you to do something. God begins to activate. And even as we begin to speak on this line, amen, God is activating something inside of you. You can't come on a line like this and not be, amen, move to do something. You can't come on a line like this and that anointing inside of you, amen, to God, not start, amen, destroying yokes. So as we begin to pray, amen, to God, find you a place. Amen, amen. If you're in your car, amen to God, amen, amen, turn your car off or find you a place, amen to God. And we're going to, amen to God, this is what Kendra like said, Lord, I want to activate what's inside of me. Amen, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the peoples of God. But Lord, I pray that you activate something inside of me today as I listen to this word. Amen, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, right now, God, those under the sound of my voice, somebody sitting in their car, God, right now, God, begin to activate, amen, amen to God, that anointing in them, God. Somebody in front of their computer, God, they're sitting right now, God, begin to activate, amen to God, because, amen to God, there is a test going on, God, and amen to God, you are the cheat sheet, God. You are the answer to every test that they're going to face today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, begin to give them the answer right now, God, to that test that they're going through right now, God. Amen. The test that they're going through in their home, God. The test that they're going through on their job, God. The test that they're going through in their congregation, God. Begin to activate the answer inside of them even now. Somebody is giving God a wave offering right now. Lord, I thank you for the cheat sheet. Come on, somebody. Somebody begin to decree it. I thank you for the cheat sheet. Come on, somebody. I thank you for the cheat sheet. There's a test going on in my life today, God. There's a test going on, amen to God, in the church I'm in. There's a test going on, God, in the family that I've been, that you put me into, God. But Lord, give me the cheat sheet. I need to pass this test. Oh, come on, somebody. And if somebody's still praying right now, you might be walking right now. Hallelujah. Because this is your time, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I thank you for the cheat sheet, God, because I'm going through something right now, somebody's saying, huh? Amen. I'm going through, Lord, I'm going through a test, amen to God, and I need the answers, amen. I ain't got time to study. I ain't got time, amen to God, to go into no long prayer, God. I need the cheat sheet in the name of Jesus. God, begin to activate. Begin to activate that cheat sheet into that man. Begin to activate that cheat sheet in that woman, God. They're going through a test, God, amen to God, and so much pressure, amen, so much stuff. They ain't got time to study, God, amen, but they need the cheat sheet right now, God, and we know that you are the answer to every test in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody still walking right now. You walking in your house right now. Hallelujah. You are going through a test, and brother, it's testing your faith. It's been testing, amen to God, your belief system. But amen to God, right now, today, amen, God is giving you the cheat sheet to pass that in the name of, oh, come on, somebody. Somebody right now still praying. Hallelujah. I'm still praying. Somebody's still praying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm standing up now. I'm feeling this thing. Ah, hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. We're standing with you right now. Somebody, amen to God, is going through a test right now. This is your season in the name of Jesus. This is your season. Hallelujah, amen. That's why you're going through your test right now, because it's your season. Amen. I don't care what city you're in. I don't care where you're sitting at, where you're standing at, what you're driving, where you were living at. this is your season in the name of Jesus, and you're going through a test right now. That's why you've been under pressure. That's why you've been going through some stuff. But in the name of Jesus, God, begin to release in this line. Amen. As we begin to preach this thing, begin to release, God. Hallelujah. The answers, amen, to God. Begin to release the cheat sheet in every listener right now, God. Whether they call in later on tonight, whether they're listening right now, God, begin to give them the answer to the problems that they've been going through. They are going through a test right now. Somebody on this phone is going through a test. But God, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, use the cheat sheet. Hallelujah. Use your cheat sheet right now, saints. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer, right? Jesus is the answer. Use your cheat. Somebody say, I'm using my cheat sheet. I'm using my, this is how you're going to get through your trial today. I'm using my cheat sheet. The Bible says in much another, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is, and I'm still speaking. I'm still praying. I'm still praying because I'm releasing the affirmation on this line. Hallelujah. I'm releasing the affirmation. Jesus is the, I'm using my cheat sheet. Come on, somebody. Amen. I want somebody to shout it in your house. I'm using my cheat sheet. Oh, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Jesus is your cheat sheet, right? You're going through a test. That's why all hell is breaking loose in your congregation. That's why all hell is breaking loose in your house. That's why all hell is breaking loose in your finances. That's why all hell is breaking loose, amen to God, in your ministry, because it's a test. Hallelujah, amen to God. And you ain't got time to do no long studying. You need a cheat sheet today. And that's why you called in here. This is your Rhema word today. Amen. God is giving you a cheat sheet. Hallelujah. He's giving you a cheat. In other words, you ain't got to study. You ain't got to do no long, drawn-out praying. You ain't got to do none of this. Amen to God. Just say, Jesus, amen, I'm trusting you. I'm going to trust you, Lord. And we release that into this line right now. I'm going to use my cheat sheet. Come on. Come on, somebody. I'm going to use, come on. Somebody going to say it. Somebody. I want you to get this in your spirit. So even after you hang up this phone, amen, you're still going to have that affirmation. When your test come, I want you to say this. Let it be automatic in your mind. When your test come and you in that trial, in that situation, you ain't got time to study. You ain't got time to get into no long prayer. Just say these words. Amen. I'm going to use my cheat sheet because this is only a test. In the name of Jesus, come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm using my cheat sheet. Though we're still releasing it. I'm still, because I want you to get it. I want you to get that. If you don't remember nothing else, I want you to get that tool to use your cheat sheet because all it is a test. In the name of Jesus, somebody, what you're going through right now, I don't know what it's going through. Your phone is on mute right now. And I want you to just give these, it's an affirmation, a decree. I want you to say what you're going through, but put your phone on mute, amen, God. That way we won't hear your business, but I want you to say it. Lord, I'm going through this. Whatever your this is, I want you to say it. Lord, I'm going through this. Whatever your this is, I want you to say it out loud. Amen to God. I'm going through this. I know it's just a test, but I need my cheat sheet. Come on, somebody. This is your affirmation. We're giving this to you. I want you to say it out loud. Whatever you go, see, whatever that stronghold is, whatever that thing is, whatever that situation, no matter your position right now, no matter what you're going through right now, right, I want you to say this affirmation. Hallelujah. Whatever, I want you to call it out. The Bible says, write it down, make it plain, right? Hallelujah. Amen to God. So those that see it and walk by will fear because they will see what God has done in your life. You're going to pass this test today. Amen to God. If you didn't want to pass the test, you called into the wrong line. Amen. We got pastors and evangelists and prophets on this line. Amen to God. That will pray you through your test, right? Amen to God. So you're going to pass your test today. Amen. Amen. Just think about it as a college exam. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And you ain't been prepared like you ought to be. But I thank God for grace and mercy. Amen. That's the message today, right? Amen to God. This is the season for grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is going to give you a cheat sheet, the pass your test today. So I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how stressful it is. I don't care what you're going through. Amen. If you use your cheat sheet, God is going to get you through this test right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm using my cheat sheet. Just if you're at your house right now, just walk back and forth and wave your hands. I'm using my cheat sheet. Come on, somebody. I'm using my cheat sheet. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Whatever you're going through, Jesus is the answer to every question. end to every test is Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. You can just check that box for all the answers. What's the answer to this question? Jesus. Lord, I'm going through. How am I fix it? Jesus. How am I do this? Jesus. 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 This is the cheat sheet right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry. Lord, how am I figure this out? How am I going to get through it? The cheat sheet says Jesus is the answer to all of the questions. Or we release this in the line right now. Hallelujah. Somebody sitting in their car right now giving God a wave offering. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to use my cheat sheet. Hallelujah. I'm going to use my cheat sheet. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to use my cheat sheet. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want you to receive this. Amen. Take it back to your churches. Take it back to your houses. Take it back to your children. Take it back to your family. And let them know that Jesus is the answer. This is the season for grace and for favor and to reap what you have sown. Lord, in the name of Jesus, cover them, God. Let the seed fall on good ground, God. Hallelujah. Even as we praying right now, I want it to fall in somebody's spirit that when that test come, they will say out loud, amen to God, I'm going to use my cheat sheet. Amen. Every time the devil come at them, God. Hallelujah. I want them, even now, those in their house right now, somebody right now, God, I feel in my spirit that they're going through, God. But amen to God, let them say out loud, even if they got to scream it, I'm going to use my cheat sheet. I'm going to pass this test in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We give you that too. Amen to God. You're going to pass that test today. Amen, amen. He says, I ain't always in school. Hallelujah. Oh, you always in school, huh? Amen, amen, amen. But today, amen, you're going to pass that test because you've been given a cheat sheet. It's a reason you called in here today. Amen to God, because you've been trying to figure it out yourself. You've been trying to fix it. You've been trying to work it out, and everything been messing up, and you've been trying to work it, and it kept messing up. But Jesus was the answer. Somebody slipped you a note and said, Jesus is the answer. Amen to God. Just write that down on all the, write that down for all the answers. Amen to God. Every question, what's this? What's the answer to this? It's Jesus. What's that? It's Jesus. Amen. That's the secret. It's the same answer for every single question. We release that into the line today. Okay. Somebody just got revelation. Huh? Amen to God. I'm going to pass my test today. See, you know how many of y'all stayed up and worried all night because you thought you was going to fail a test? Hallelujah. Amen to God. Lord, I ain't going to pass it. I know I ain't going to pass it. I ain't steady. I ain't do this. And then, amen to God, the Lord just give it to you. It just come back to your remembrance. And you get an A on that thing that you ain't study for. This is what's happening today. Amen. We're speaking it in your life today. Amen to God. The test that you're getting today, that pop-up quiz that came in your life, amen to God, but you didn't know how to handle it. Amen to God. But God has given you a cheat sheet for calling in this line. Amen, amen. And God is blessing you right now. Amen to God, because you're taking your authority. It's no coincidence that the woman of God didn't call in yesterday. It was necessary for God to activate something in you. Amen to God. Somebody said, well, if I'm waiting on, amen to God, the overseer to open us up, I'm waiting on the overseer to inspire us, I'm waiting on the overseer to encourage us, sometimes we get used to that, and we get lackadaisical, and we don't activate our own stuff. But amen to God, they tell me, amen to God, that when, amen to God, that something ain't there and whatnot, amen, and the life finds a way. Amen to God. They tell me, amen to God, this is what happens in society. Amen to God. When there is no way. Amen to God. They tell me in science, amen to God, you just say you got the same sex. You got a female animal and another female animal. Amen to God. And their species have died out. Amen to God. All of a sudden, amen to God, God will change one of them into another sex so the species can live. God will begin to activate something. It didn't make sense to people. They said, that species is going to die out. They're the last two left. Then God will supernaturally change the sex of one into another one so they can, amen to God, have children. That's supernatural. That don't even make sense to some folk. But that's what God is doing to some of us that's listening to this line right now. God is supernaturally because, amen to God, the species was about to die out. You was about to die, amen to God. You was about to, amen to God. God don't like losing battles and losing saints. And he looked at that one and said, amen to God, if they fail this test, they out of here. If they fail this test, amen to God, they ain't going to make it. So I'm going to supernaturally change some things around in their favor. This is your season for grace and for favor. Amen, amen. Last time we, amen, came before you, we charged you. Amen, amen to God, to testify. Amen, amen to God, even in the midst of your trials. We've been in the book of Acts, and Paul was, amen, moved from place to place to place in handcuffs. And he was in court after court, from circuit court to Supreme Court to whatever court, and he kept on testifying. Amen of God. And we charged you last time, whatever you are feeling, no matter how you are feeling, because I believe that you are going through some trials right now. Those of you that called in today, and those that you will call in, you have been going through trials and tribulations. And when you go through trials, Paul gave us the example, amen, to testify while you in trial. Amen of God. And you're on trial right now. Your finances might be on trial, right? Your spirituality might be on trial right now, right? Amen to God. You might be going on trial with your health and in your body. You are in the trials right now. It's not a courtroom, but you are in a trial right now. Amen to God. The adversary, amen, is the prosecutor, amen to God, and God is your defense lawyer, right? Amen to God. So you are in trials right now. And just like Paul was in trial, we charged you last time we spoke that was the example. So as Paul moved from court to court and testified about the goodness of Jesus, about when he first got saved, amen to God, as you move from court to court and from trial to trial, amen to God, you should be testifying, amen to God. Sometimes you got to just go back and say, amen to God, tell somebody else, when I first got saved, amen to God, this is what I was saved from. This is how I used to be. So and after you finish testifying, and if you're listening to this call and you try this, after you testify where you used to be, you will thank God by the end of your testimony, because I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. Oh, come on, somebody. This is your season for grace and favor. If you're going through trials, and I believe we are going through trials, amen to God, you still got to testify. In every courtroom, it's necessary to testify. You go into a trial, amen to God, you have a right to remain silent, but amen to God, but they tell me, amen to God, those that remain silent oftentimes end up in jail. So amen to God, if you don't want to end up bound, if you don't want to end up in jail, testify. Hallelujah. Testify. God wants you, while you're in trial, to testify. This is your trial. I don't know what your trial is. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what your problem is. I don't know what your situation is. But it's a trial. And while you are going through your trial, it's expedient that you testify. It's necessary that you testify. Amen. The book of Isaiah, a very familiar scripture. Amen. Chapter 26. And we're going to read verse 3, and it says, thou will keep him in perfect peace. Now I want y'all to remember that perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Now they were talking about in that chapter about the coming of the Messiah, about Jesus coming and changing the system, amen, from the kingdom of man to the kingdom of God. But he said in verse 3, I will keep him in perfect peace. And so if we were to take that as a message, I want to talk today about undisturbed peace. And this is your season for grace and favor. But how can I stay happy when I'm going through? We're talking today about undisturbed peace. Now, when you think about the word undisturbed, you know how I do. I'm going to tell you to look it up. Look up the word undisturbed. Look it up. Go. Take a few minutes. Go to Google. Go to Wikipedia. Don't go down the street and whatnot, ask nobody. Hallelujah. Just stay on the line. We're going to give you the definition. But just look up undisturbed. Amen. And I'm going to give you a few minutes just to read that, because we are talking today about undisturbed peace, because this is what God promised us. He promised us undisturbed peace. In other words, amen, it's the opposite of disturbed. Being to be disturbed means somebody is bothering you, somebody it's messing with you. But look up the word undisturbed. And I'm looking it up too. Amen, amen. We preaching together. We going to preach this message together because we going through together, right? Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, amen. This is one thing about the body of Christ. We got a good soul tie. See, when we think about soul ties, you always think it's about something bad, somebody connected with something or something bad. But the saints of God should be connected. When you hurt, I should be hurting, right? When you're going through, it should affect me somehow. Amen, amen, again. So look up undisturbed. And let me see, let me spell this. I'll make sure I get it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. UNDISTURBED. 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 And we want to talk about undisturbed peace. Undisturbed peace. And you had a chance to look it up and whatnot, and you looked on Google, you looked on your Wikipedia, you looked in different places, and you read the word undisturbed. Free from emotional or mental agitation. Free from emotional or mental agitation. So he would remain undisturbed.
Oh,
now,
Jesus.
How can I be undisturbed when I got drama going on all around me? How can I not move when somebody next to me gets moved? How can I not be upset when somebody else gets upset? But I'm talking about that Tempur-Pedic kind of faith today. And y'all know about these mattress commercials, like you put a glass of that alcohol wine, they pour it in that glass and they put it in the middle of the bed. And they jump up and down on the side, and the glass was undisturbed. Amen. And they filled it up higher, and to let you know that it wasn't no magic trick, they put the glass on the bed and they said, we're going to fill it up this time. And they had children jump up and down on the bed, and the glass was undisturbed, that word you just read. And this is the kind of peace that God has gave us on this phone today. This is the kind of peace that he's promised us. Your life is that glass of wine on that bed, on that Tempur-Pedic bed. And the devil is jumping up and down trying to spill something out of you. But see, while he's trying to spill something out of you, what he don't understand is years ago, something was spilled all over you. Yeah. Somebody tell me it was nothing but the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So he said, I will keep you in perfect peace. In other words, undisturbed peace. So amen to God, if you understand who you are and you believe what God said he gonna do, no matter what is happening around you, and I can imagine if that glass of wine that was on that bed could speak, and those children begin to jump up and down, ordinarily, the glass would tip over. Amen. Ordinarily, the glass would fall off the bed and stain the entire bed, affect everybody in a negative way. But because when God says something, it's a law and it cannot be broken. He said, I will keep you in perfect peace, in undisturbed peace. In other words, I don't care what's going on around you. Amen. You will not be disturbed because my words say so. I will keep it calm around you in spite of what's going on the outside. You can be looking around, amen to God, and in the Bible day, we are in Lent. and whatnot. And in Lent, they say we celebrate, amen to God, the days leading up to the Passover, when the blood was put on the doorpost, and then the firstborn of everybody was getting slaughtered. Amen to God. And Moses said, everybody cover yourself with the blood. And amen. And when they covered themselves with the blood, amen, as the death angel went from house to house, amen, every time they seen the blood on it, amen, it passed over them and it went to somebody else. And other folk woke up with dead children, but you woke up alive. Your child was alive. I'm talking about undisturbed peace. He said, I will keep you in undisturbed peace. Amen, amen, amen. When people dying around you, amen, going through what you went through, you should have been dead ordinarily. But we ain't talking about no ordinary folk. I'm talking to a people who call into this line who are a peculiar people. The Bible says a royal priesthood. Amen. I'm reminded in the book of Acts how when that snake jumped out of the sticks when Paul got out of a shipwreck and made a fire and the snake jumped out and bit him. And amen, ordinarily he would be poisoned. Amen. How many of y'all just came out of a shipwreck and been bitten by some folk? How many of y'all just came out of a shipwreck and been bitten by a bill? How many of y'all just came out of a shipwreck, a spiritual shipwreck, and been bitten by some bad news? And everybody is looking around at how you're going to react to this bad news. Everybody is watching the glass on that Tempur-Pedic bed and waiting for it to spill. It got to spill now because, amen, look how they not only move the children, now a man and a woman, grown man and a grown woman is jumping up and down on that bed. And somebody said, that glass surely gonna fall now. Amen, amen. Somebody in your house, you going through some stuff right now. The devil been jumping up and down all around you. And the devil looking, she surely going to give up now. She surely going to leave the church now. Amen, amen. But God said, I will keep you in perfect peace. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep you in undisturbed peace. In other words, I don't care what goes on around you. Amen to God. Amen. As long as you keep your eyes and your mind stayed on me, I'm going to keep you in perfect peace. We're talking about season. This is your season. But I always tell you that a season is determining how the earth positions itself when it's circling the sun. Amen to God. And how the earth positions itself, amen, tells you what your season is going to be. It tells you what your weather pattern is going to be, how the earth is tilting to the sun. And those of you that's on this line right now, amen to God, it depends on how you tilting to the sun right now. Amen. I'm going to keep you in perfect peace, but that's conditional. It depends on how you tilting to the sun. Amen, amen, amen. I'm not no sun worshiper, but I'm talking about, amen, the Son Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. I'm just giving you an example. If the earth gives us the example that if I turn a certain way around while I'm circling the sun, amen, my weather patterns on my planet going to be affected. So wouldn't it, amen to God, make you wonder, well, what if I rotate around Jesus a certain way? What if I'm always praying and thanking my Jesus? What if I'm always, amen, reading my Bible and thinking Jesus? If I'm rotating around Jesus like this and whatnot, my weather pattern is going to get different. So amen, while everybody else glass on that Tempur-Pedic bed is turning over, because amen to God, I'm tilted to the sun a certain way, amen, my weather pattern is different. So when the wind blows the glass down to everybody else, my glass is still sitting there. Amen to God. The devil can get mad and he throwing, amen, about more people on the bed jumping up and down, but the glass still ain't moving. The glass is still undisturbed. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Evangelist Adrian Bernard is still undisturbed. Amen. Sister Ruby Larry is still undisturbed. Amen. This drama come. Amen. They say, how about I kill somebody? How about not only I kill somebody, I take somebody close to you. How about I take your daughter? Amen. They tell me that this is the anniversary, amen, of God, of Evangelist's daughter, amen, leaving this planet Earth. Amen. The adversary, amen, is that surely if I take her child, Amen to God. Hallelujah. Holy daughter. Amen,
oh.
Amen, amen. She will be disturbed. Surely. Amen. If I go to the room and take her child. She will be disturbed and walk away from the faith. But the Bible says, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. You will be undisturbed, so the devil can jump up on that bed all he wants and look at the glass is still standing. And amen to God, years later, I believe evangelist Adrian Bernard can say, amen, yes, my daughter, amen, been dead for so many years, but I'm still standing. I ain't spilling over. I'm not giving up. Sister Ruby Larry can say, yes, my daughter's passed over, but I'm undisturbed right now. I am morally convinced, amen, I shall let nothing separate me from the love of God. I will let nothing separate me from the promise that God has given me. So you can jump on the bed all you want, devil. You can throw grown men and grown women up in my cipher and try to disturb what I'm going through, but amen, God, the glass will not turn over. I will not give up. Hallelujah. Somebody on this line. Hallelujah. Understood. I got to understand peace. Somebody scream at the top of your lungs. I got to understand peace. Hallelujah. Devil getting mad right now. Somebody getting victory right now. I got to understand peace. This is my season. Hallelujah. I'm that glass on that Tempur-Pedic bed. Amen. Go on, devil, jump. Go on and keep on jumping. Hallelujah. Bring another person. Bring an overweight person and throw them on that bed. See where that glass spill. That glass is still undisturbed. Amen. The devil getting trials. Somebody on this phone. You're going through trials. You're going through tribulation, and it's overtaking a lot of other people. But for some reason, something on the inside, hallelujah, starts working on the outside and tell you, go ahead anyhow. Somebody waving their hand right now. I'm having a hallelujah anyhow kind of moment. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Everybody else around me done gave up. Everybody else around me giving up and walking away. Talk about apostasy. They're leaving the church. Hallelujah. They're leaving the telephone providers. They're leaving, amen, the cable providers. They're leaving and they're changing everything. But for some reason, you said amen to God. Hallelujah. My God is able to get me out of this. But even if he don't, I'm going to stand, hallelujah, because the Bible says, stand therefore, having done all to stand. Stand, hallelujah. Somebody standing right now. I got an undisturbed faith. They tell me that a man built a house. One built it on a sandy beach. Hallelujah. And when the water came, hallelujah, even though it looked pretty, even though it looked strong, they built it on a sandy beach. And amen, when the storm came, it took them over down the road. Amen. But I'm talking to somebody that's on this line right now that got an undisturbed kind of favor. Amen. When the water came and tried to take you out, when that bad news came and tried to take you out, when that person, that place, that thing came and tried to take you out, you had your house built on a solid foundation. I dare not trust the sweetest name, but holy lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Somebody standing right now. Hallelujah. The ground is crumbling. They tell me that an earthquake came and shook up California. Amen. And shook places and woke people up out of their sleep. Amen to God. But amen, they were undisturbed. Some of my friends told me, they say amen. When the earthquake came, I stood up, I looked out the window, and I said it was an earthquake, and I went back to bed, because I've been living here a long time, and I'm not disturbed. Somebody else, they said when this ground shook, they stayed in the bed, and instead of getting scared, they got upset, and they got mad, and they said, how long? is it going to last undisturbed? I'm talking to somebody today. I will keep you in perfect peace. Whose mind, this is your season right now. Amen to God. See, you're going to have somebody say, amen to God, I'm going to be that glass on that Tempur-Pedic bed. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I'm going through some stuff. Amen to God. And people is trying to spill something out of me. They're trying to spill it. They're trying to spill it. Hallelujah. But they ain't going to get it. They're trying to spill it. Huh? Hallelujah. But amen to God, he told me, I will keep you in perfect peace. Understood peace. I want y'all to get this. Hallelujah. This is a tool. This is another tool, right? Remember, undisturbed peace. You looked up the word undisturbed. So you preach to yourself today. God is going to give you undisturbed peace whose mind is stayed on him. Now, if you get your mind off of him, you don't have this promise. You don't have this assurance. But if you keep your mind stayed on him, God is going to bless. City called heaven. City called heaven, city called heaven, somewhere. Well, I've got to make it, help me to make it. City called heaven, somewhere. Well, you can't make me doubt him. Come on, you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Oh, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Well, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Come on, somebody. Should I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, in my heart. So that you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Well, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. And you can't make me doubt him in my heart because I'm undisturbed. I'm undisturbed. Somebody shouted, I'm undisturbed. Hallelujah. I got an undisturbed peace. Amen, amen. I got an undisturbed, give God a wave offering somebody. I got an undisturbed peace. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. It's undisturbed. I got a do not disturb sign. Huh? Every time the devil come around, amen to God, you can't come into my peace. Amen to God. To get in this peace, you got to, I'm so lost in Jesus. What they say, I'm so far in Jesus. The only way you can get to me is go through Jesus. So, amen to God, you can't come to that. So there is a do not disturb sign. Amen, amen. When I'm in the Spirit of God. Amen. So we hope we said something today. Amen. That got you into your season. Amen. This is your season in spite of what you're looking at. In spite of what you see. Yes, they jumping up and down around you, the demons. Amen. The haters. They jumping up and down trying to make that glass fall off the bed. But guess what? That glass ain't going to spill because that's a different kind of mattress that they jumping on. They don't know what they jumping on. Somebody say they don't know what they jumping on. Hallelujah. You a child of God. Huh? You're a child of God. And so when they jump on you, amen to God, the Bible says better they have a millstone tied around their neck and they throw themselves in the deepest ocean than to mess with the least in the kingdom of God. So when they jumping up and down, they hurting themselves. I don't know if we forget, but amen to God, Paul himself knew. He said, don't you know it's hard to kick against the pricks? Hallelujah. This is what the Bible says. Without go messing with folk that's ordained and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, hallelujah, running for your life, you better watch it. You better watch who you jumping on. Amen. Because I guarantee you that those who jump on them Tempur-Pedic beds, they'll get tired out before that glass spill over. They'll tire themselves out, and then they say, you know what, this glass ain't going to fall. And then they get off the bed and they leave. And that's how folk doing some of us. They jumping up and down, watching for your contents to spill out, waiting for you to cuss, waiting for you to just give up, waiting for you to have a misstep in judgment, waiting for something. But after nothing happens, they got to get off that bed and keep going. Amen. Somebody tell the devil, you don't know what you're jumping on. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. So we're going to just leave you with that. Amen, God. I hope you be encouraged. Amen, God. Hallelujah. This is your season. But if this is to be your season, you got to receive this undisturbed peace by keeping your mind stayed on him. We release this into your spirit in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. We'll see you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Woo! Glory to God. Bless you to teach you. Hallelujah. This man will preach today. Hey, y'all almost saw ya.
Hallelujah.
Woo! He done preached the unadulterated word.
Hallelujah.
The teaching these things. Every answer to your problem. Hallelujah. God has already designed this test.
Yes, he
for
has.
Us to
hallelujah.
Make 100. There are no excuses. Nobody
come on,
should
come on,
have
Holy
less
Ghost.
Than 100. Because the answers are in the book. Ah.
Hallelujah.
Man, it took me way back, way back. I went to thinking when I left New Orleans in 1984, 30
Lord,
years ago, the devil should have killed me before I left. Hallelujah, because God gave me another life. He gave me a new mind. So he should have killed me in 1984. But 30 years, Jesus.
My God,
but
my God, my God, my God.
He was going to take me out in 1999 when my son went to prison.
Come
on a Thursday, then my daughter laid dead on a Monday.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Both of my children. Hallelujah.
My
I felt like Job. Oh, but God told me my lying was going to be greater than the former.
Come
hallelujah.
On,
if you didn't take me out then, you missed your opportunity, devil. Because this is my season.
All right.
God, I have endured some tests. And I know many of you on this line, this man, the preached the other day.
My God,
he just stirred up my pure mind by the way of remembrance. And that's what the Bible says. Stir up your pure mind. Undisturbed peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I was under there.
Hallelujah.
He wasn't able to rattle me. He wasn't even to shake me.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Because I've been rooted and grounded in God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I've seen some storm.
Jesus,
experienced some earthquakes. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
My
the
Lord,
prison
my
doors,
Lord.
I thought they were going to close on me. But God. But God. Then came Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. This man,
Jesus,
he done stirred something up on the inside. You know,
Hallelujah.
We were on the line and we asked Mother wasn't feeling it. I said, we're going to come back to you, Mother. And when we came back to Mother Charity began to talk about how her and her husband labored and founded a church and built the church. And she said, the church is still standing. So she needed a little time to gather her, to get her composure. She needed a little time.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Go back
come on.
To memory day. Hey, glory to God. That's why the Bible says, stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. This man, he making
hallelujah.
Me remember.
Come on, activate it, Holy Ghost, activate it.
After you suffer with me, he said, then you're going to reign with me. 30 years I have suffered, but God said, I'm bringing you back to New Orleans now.
Come on.
I'm going to show them what I can do with somebody.
Hallelujah,
that have made a commitment. When you make a commitment
to God,
God will make the gainsayers back up. He'll make your enemies be at peace with you.
He'll cause your enemies
to be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Didn't he do it when the man of God, hallelujah, went to curse the people of God? Hallelujah. Instead of him cursing them,
he began to bless
them. Because you think curse of God has blessed
them.
I heard Minister Democrat say, undisturbed peace.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And
yes, Lord.
The other day. This was a word.
Hallelujah.
An open book test.
Jesus.
We shouldn't fail this test. If we fail it, we fail it because we fail to prepare. We fail
right.
to plan. We fail to adhere to God's word because the answers are right there before us from Genesis
right.
to Revelation. Every problem
hallelujah.
That you have, every test that you go through, the answers is in the book.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
The answers is in the way because Jesus is the way.
Hallelujah.
Man, man, why you did me like
Jesus,
this today?
Jesus,
I'm strong in
come on, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. In the
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, and I'm praising God.
Bless
hallelujah.
Your name, God.
Ain't no sense in me getting out the car running around this parking lot because ain't nobody going to get no glory but the devil on that.
My
hallelujah,
Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
But I'm praising him. Yeah, glory to God. Uh-huh. Somebody come up and say, why are you running around this talking lot? Because I'm going to say, I'm thinking about what God has done for me. I'm
my
thinking
God,
about
God.
Where he's brought me from. I'm thinking about where he's taking me to. Jesus told his disciples, real work shall ye do. But we
my
don't
Lord,
even
Lord,
believe that we can lay hands on the sick. We don't believe that we can raise the dead. We don't believe that we can declare and decree. If Jesus told his disciples, greater work shall ye do.
Yes,
why are
God.
We afraid to lay hands? Why
come
are
on,
we
Holy
afraid
Ghost.
To say with thus say the Lord? Jesus said greater works. Than, he said, I turn water into wine.
Uh-huh.
He said, you're going to do greater than that.
All
ah,
right.
God. Woo, Jesus,
bless
this man
bless
the priest did a day.
Bless your name.
Woo, Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all. But I know what he's done for me. See, you don't know my story.
Jesus.
You don't know where he's brought me from.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
And
yes,
I don't
God.
Know your story. Oh,
hallelujah.
But you better find. If you don't have a story today, you better get one after a message like this. Hey,
Lord,
you better
Lord.
Go
come
on your
come
record,
on, come
God.
On, come on.
Hallelujah. You better pull out the arsenal. Amen. And remember where God brought you from. Sometimes God bless
you,
us with good jobs and good
Jesus,
homes.
Jesus,
and
Jesus.
Are we able to wear beautiful designer clothes, and,
yes,
and we're able to go to Starbucks every day and buy a $5 or $6 cup of coffee. And
my
somebody
Lord,
else
my Lord.
May not be able to do that. They may have to go to McDonald's and get an 89-cent cup of coffee. But
uh-huh.
if you get the $5 and $6 cup, that don't make you no better than the person going to McDonald's.
Come
and
on, Holy
Ghost. If it wasn't for the grace of God, there go you. So sometimes we get lifted up and we in our glass houses and we
uh-huh.
look down on people. But you better remember, hallelujah, you better remember when you was a drug addict. You better
come
remember
on,
when you was on alcohol. You better remember when you was selling your body. You better remember when you was smoking cigarettes. You better remember when you was cussing everybody out. You better remember all the filthy, low-down things you did.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
There ain't no time to look down on your brothers and sisters. Now is the time to say, let me encourage you, brother. Let
yes,
me encourage
God.
You, sister. Let me tell you what God did for me. And he's no respect of persons. The same thing he did for me, he'll do greater for you. But
uh-huh.
we don't tell nobody. We don't
thank
want nobody to be strengthened but us because
us
we
want
to be the top dog. We want to sit at the head table. We don't want to help nobody. We're going back and say, what can I do for you today?
Jesus,
what
Jesus,
can
Jesus.
I do? Hallelujah, to bring a smile upon your face. What can I do to bring some sunshine in your life? What kind of sacrifice can I make? Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice. When his
uh-huh.
son died on the cross, that we might be redeemed. Liberal Democrats say all the time, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We're not redeemed because we don't want to help nobody. We're not redeemed because we're selfish. We're not
my
redeemed
because
guess what? We think it's all about us. Holly, you can't get to the top by yourself.
My God, come on, come on,
say,
come on, Holy Ghost.
When I got to the top, I found out it was more lonely at the top than it was when I was at the middle stages.
Because
guess what? Ain't too many people on top. That's why it's lonely, because nobody on top. You know why? Because they won't take nobody with them. So they climb to the top because they want to be the big dog. You got to take somebody with you. And when you take somebody to the top with you, then your peace will be undisturbed. When you take somebody to the top with you, you'll find out it ain't lonely. Because you got some company. You got some company. Hallelujah. But
come
we
on,
don't
Holy
want nobody to make it. We don't want nobody to make it. Soon as we see the Lord bless somebody with a brand new home or a brand new car, I wonder what she did. You know what I did? I stayed faithful to God's word.
Hallelujah.
I stayed in position for a
come
blessing.
On.
I stayed in position to hear from the Lord. I stayed in position when I didn't have money to put in my car. Hallelujah.
Mm.
When I paid my tithes and knew I had a light bill. When I paid my tithes and knew I had to pay my insurances. I stayed committed. I stayed faithful to God. So all you have to do, don't get mad when God starts blessing your brothers and sisters. If you and you stay on the assignment that God gave you. Don't try to come mess with me and my assignment. When God spoke to me, he didn't speak to you.
Come on.
God has spoken to your heart.
What did he speak to you today?
Did he tell you to go drive 10 miles to give somebody some gas money? Did he tell you to go to the grocery store and bring somebody some groceries? If he told you to do that, then you honor that assignment that he gave you. Don't come over here messing with me.
My Lord.
That ain't your job. Amen.
My Lord.
I'm going to do what God has called me to do. I'm sold out. I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Drop no names. Hallelujah. Tyler Perry is from New Orleans, but I don't know it. I don't have to say, oh, Tyler Perry, I know Tyler Perry. I don't know him. Hallelujah. And guess what? I ain't interested in knowing. All I want to know is Jesus and him crucified. That's it. Because if I got Jesus, everything Tyler Perry got, God will give it to me. Hallelujah.
All right.
But what Tyler Perry don't have that I got the peace of God in my heart. Hallelujah. And I'm looking for souls. I ain't looking for no contracts. I'm looking for no engagements. I'm looking for souls.
Thank you, Lord.
Of God. Let me stop this man and preach. Hallelujah. Forgive me, liberal Democrat.
Somebody said it like fire. You know I understand.
Me when I went to think about
thank
what
you,
God
Lord.
Has done for where he brought me from.
Hallelujah.
I thought I was going to lose my mind.
Hallelujah, Lord. But I stand in the vine.
Oh, you know, yes, it's been difficult. Yes, it's been hard.
But I can tell you now,
15 years later,
Hallelujah.
God did it. Every one of them was there. All four of those girls marched across the stage, got their high school diplomas. All of them got jobs today. All of them working. They ain't in prison. They ain't prostituting. Caught up on no drugs. I'm not boasting in what Sister Adrian did, what their grandmother did, but I'm boasting in what God gave me strength to do.
Hallelujah, Lord. God did this thing. Not me.
I never envisioned a day where I didn't have a house full of children.
Having to drop them off to four different schools.
Hallelujah. Going to all these different schools. Had four girls. I had to thank God I had a license. Thank God I was a cosmetologist. I had to do their hair every two weeks. Hire four girls. Amen. Wasn't able to go bring them to no hairstylist. But God gave me a gift. Didn't know that he was giving me the gift for later on down the road that my daughter was burning and I was going to have to take care of all of these girls.
My Lord.
God knew it. He knows the gifts that he has deposited in men. He knows when you're going to need that gift. Lord Jesus. Oh, y'all, let me stop. Go ahead, Sister Ruby, because I'm feeling something here. Hey, you don't know about shot, y'all. Thank you, Minister Democrat. That was a word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anointing destroys every yoke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Some of them thought I'd be in the same asylum. Some of them thought my children were being foster homes.
Uh-huh.
God brought us out, baby. God brought us out, amen, and we never suffered for that.
Hallelujah, Lord.
When we didn't have food on the table, he caused the rain and the bring of food. When I didn't have gas in my car, he caused somebody to be a blessing to me. Fire the Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. When I couldn't buy brand new tennis, designer tennis, God had my mother right there to send money for him. Hallelujah, to send money. Hey, you're the Messiah. Don't tell me that God won't provide for you. Don't tell me he won't make ways for you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I bless you today, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hey, Sister Ruby. Thank you, Lord. I thank you.
That was the word.
That was the right word,
Minister Democrat. I'm not going to say much.
Hallelujah.
I'm up the line because we got a few callers, so then I can give final remarks.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Prophet Darlene Davis.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Prophet Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon.
Praise the Lord.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm sorry I didn't hear you. God bless. I just thank God. I just give him praise on this afternoon. I thank him for this broadcast. I thank him for what he's doing. Thank him for what he's going to do. I give him praise for the
Lord
today. I thank him for you, man of God. I just thank God for the word that you gave us on today. I thank God for the cheat sheet. I thank God for him keeping me. And God bless you all. Continue to be encouraged.
Hallelujah. Thank you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Darlene. Mother Karen.
Praise the Lord. Glory
praise
be to God. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, too. It's good to hear your voice again back on here, Sister Bernard. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is just so good. And I know I can feel, amen, hallelujah, how you feel about how God can bring you out. I say,
all right.
But you know he is so good. Amen. The Lord tell us that. He said, first seek ye the righteousness of God. Amen. And he'll add all these things. You know, we
don't have to clamor for all them things. Hallelujah.
Get your life right with God. Amen. And then after that, God knows what we need. Hallelujah. And he'll supply it. You don't have to ramble and do this and that to try to get ahead and get above. You just do what God wants you to do. Amen. And then God will elevate you. God will make a way for you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, our people need encouragement. Yeah, right. You know, David, he was saying one time, he says, when he saw the prosperity of the wicked, and he was looking at them out there, you know, he had took his mind off of what God could do. He looking at the prosperity of the wicked, how they was clamoring and getting a lot of different stuff out there. He said his feet almost slipped. And then he got to thinking about what God could do. Hallelujah. And that brought him back. Brought him back to his senses. Hallelujah. Then he was able to see, amen, hallelujah, that's not where it's at. All of you got to have your mind on the Lord. So
all
we just thank the Lord, amen, for that thought, amen, with Bishop Democrat. Praise the Lord, and God is just so good. So we just going to keep on moving in Jesus' name.
God, now,
amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Sister T.
Undisturbed. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is me up today. I just thank God for this message.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
I feel like that glad.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
jail was breaking loose, and it's still breaking loose all around me.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
All I can say is I trust God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, get this here, Marvin Sapp singing, here I am.
Hallelujah.
I am standing regardless of what happens around me.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Speak it. Speak life. Speak life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Enemy's trying to convince me, oh, yeah, you're not going to make it. You're going to fail. But we're going to take everything we can from you. But you know what? Everything I have belongs to God.
All right.
I am nothing without him.
All right. Speak life.
Thank you for that message. My face is wet with tears, but I know God is bringing me out. And I know this is truly not just my season. It is our season.
Jesus. Amen. Keep speaking life over yourself like that. Watch the circumstance change. According to how you position yourself around the sun, your atmosphere and your life going to start to change and whatnot. And the folk going to be surprised that you're not dead. They're going to be surprised and whatnot because you had undisturbed peace. No matter what happens around me, I will keep him in perfect peace. Your mind stays on me. Keep your mind on Jesus and watch God change a thing. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. You're right where you're supposed to be today. You were supposed to hear this today. Hallelujah.
The Minister Democrat, y'all hold up for just a few minutes and pray for Sister T, Minister Democrat.
Hallelujah. Even now, as you speak life over yourself, woman of God, you were supposed to call into this message today. Hallelujah. God loves you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. He wanted to speak this life into you. In the name of Jesus, even now, God, be a hedge around the woman of God, Lord. Even now, God, Lord, give her that undisturbed peace of God. Release it in her house, God. In the name of Jesus, God, right now, God, not by power, God, not by might, but by a spirit. Every evangelist on the line, begin to touch and agree with us. Every prophet, every amen of God prayer word, begin to touch and agree, amen of God, that God will cover this woman of God. In the name of
Jesus,
begin to release it in the name of Jesus.
How do
we all come together today in the name of
Jesus?
When
Hallelujah.
She is affected, you affected.
Hallelujah,
when
Lord.
She is affected, you affected. Come on, you praying for yourself too right now. If she is affected, you affected. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of
Jesus.
We plead the blood in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood in the name of Jesus. When she is affected, you are affected. Oh, come on, somebody praying right now. Pray like it's you because it is you. Pray like it's you because it's happening to you. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Send the peace, God. Send the peace even now, God. Hallelujah, oh God. A perfect peace, oh God. Send the understanding. Peace, oh God. Activate that angel right now in her, God. Activate those gifts inside of the woman of God. Even now, she was supposed to call today, God. Activate it inside of her. Activate her faith, God. Activate her gifts, God. In the name of Jesus right now. Come on, somebody. This is me. Lord, this is me. This is me I'm praying for, God. This is me I'm praying for. We are connected. We are connected. We are connected. We are connected. This is me I'm praying for. For, huh? Come on, somebody. Amen to God. If she hurt, you hurt. Huh? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we cover her right now, God. We give her encouragement. We pour into her, God. Right now, God. Today, God, we pour into this woman, God. Hallelujah, God. Do it right now. Let there be no backlash, God. Let there be no retaliation, God. Oh, God, that activate those gifts in this woman, God. Activate those angels in her house. Hallelujah. As we war right now for this soul, God. As we speak on her behalf. God, we call her, God, into existence, God. Her victory. We call into existence right now, God. How will you operate her faith, God? Oh, God, and you compound it in the name of Jesus Christ. We release it right now, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Come on, everybody begin to praise God for what he did. Come on, thank him for it. The Bible, if you pray for him, thank him for it. Because he's going to do it, right? Amen. Begin to praise God because just like y'all prayed for her, y'all prayed for yourself because you connected, right? Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord,
this is a body of Christ, right?
Today,
we got many members, but we one, right? So, Lord, I thank you, God.
I thank you, God,
from wherever you at. I thank you, God. I thank you for answering this prayer.
Jesus.
I thank you for giving her undisturbed peace,
Jesus,
God. I thank you for activating the gifts in Sister T even now.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen, amen. Do you receive it, woman of God?
Yes,
receive
Lord.
It, receive it, receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, God, receive it, receive
hallelujah.
It, receive it. In your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, receive it. Jesus said, believe that you be made whole. Believe.
Lord, help.
Watch God do a thing. Hallelujah.
Lord, help her right
thank
now,
you.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Lord.
Keep speaking life. Even when you hang up this phone, speak life.
Hallelujah.
Speak life over yourself,
hallelujah.
Over your circumstance. Speak life and
oh,
claim the victory in spite
glory,
of what you
glory,
speak.
Glory.
Claim the victory.
Thank
keep
you,
your
Jesus.
Mind. That's just a decoy to get your mind off of what God got for you. Amen, amen, amen. That's a decoy. Amen. But I'm going to keep my mind. I'm going to have tunnel vision. I'm still keeping my mind on what God told me he going to do in spite of what I'm looking at. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right. You don't see that. God going to do something. God going to work something out. That's right, Holy Ghost. Amen. I receive that. Amen.
Thank you, friend. Sister T, we thank you, God. But we're going to Sister Sherry, 250-0254.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you for the. That was awesome. Thank you. That was just beautiful. God bless you.
God bless
thank
you.
You.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We haven't seen
yeah,
you
I kind
a
of like I'm a little tied up right now, so.
Okay, we'll see you. Come back on the line. God bless you.
No, I just mean I'm tied up because it's, you know, kind of took on a pretty bad hit again today.
My Lord.
Helping to start to loose that, and that was the perfect message that you're stating.
Amen. Like, ain't nothing by accident. You were supposed to call in today and hear that word. That was your rhema word for today. Amen. So just receive it and start applying it. Even when you hang up the phone, start applying this message. Even if you got to go back and listen to it over again. Amen to God. Begin to receive it in your spirit and whatnot. Just say it over and over again. And that's how we get a victory over the devil, by decrees that we say for ourselves, by declaring things, declarations. You have the authority. You know, when you hang up this phone, just keep decreeing things in your life. Amen to God. That God is going to do it because he honors faith. Amen, yeah. Amen, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We're glad to see you on the broadcast. God bless you. Take care.
Amen, yeah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
On? Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. We don't have an answer from Sister Dawn. Minister Aaron was on. I see he's off for a minute. Okay, then that's everybody. I think we got. Thank you for the prayer for Sister T, Minister Democrat. We felt like we needed
amen.
And encouraged.
God going to do a thing. Amen. Amen. I just believe God going to do a thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank the Lord for the word that came forth. It was truly anointed. And, you know, no peace. The enemy can't take
it. Amen. Undisturbed peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And not worry, but have faith, because we all go forth in that test. And, you know, you say, stay faithful to Jesus.
Amen.
As the writer, you say. So it's just truly been a blessing. We're always excited when the Lord have you to come on, man of God, to bring the word of life to us. It's just been nothing but truly a blessing all in my soul and spirit. And I thank Jesus Christ so much for you, because when you say pray, you'll pray. And I say,
yes,
Lord, because we just didn't want to keep going to the listeners, which we hope y'all understand. But Sister T needed prayer at that time, and
they said, pray.
And we had the man and the prophet.
Prayer changes things.
Every line was open, you know, so that it can come in, because it can saturate, you know, with but it's just 5 and 10. It add more and get them devils off of there. So we just thank for being patient, and God bless you, Minister Democrat. We ask the Lord to add more to you that you have gave to his people today, to anoint you the more, to open up doors that you never thought was possible in this life.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Receive it, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord.
We praise you. And you know what? It's so much. I thank God for sending you to this broadcast to be on this air and come on and assist and help Evangelist Bernard and bring this broadcast to higher grounds and Twitter, chat room, and all like that. It wasn't nothing but the Lord. And we know
thank
that
you, Lord.
Kingdom-building-minded saint. So we thank God for you, Minister Democrat. So you be blessed of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm just really just wading in the water. Amen, amen, just wading in the water.
Hallelujah.
Time word, I tell you, was a season word, a word for everyone on this line, and even those that go back and listen in the archives, I tell you, this was a transforming word, and we all need encouragement. And we all need to know that God is our peace. Amen. So
all right. I see that, Holy Ghost. All right. Amen. Can you guys still hear me?
God bless you. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to go back to Liberal Democrat, where he can have the final remarks, and just remember to keep those of. I also want prayer. I want Mother Charity to pray for Minister Democrat before he come with his final remarks, and also for Sister Patrice. We haven't seen her. I really want to intercede for Sister Patrice, and also by way of announcements. Remember Lady Rosalind and her women's conference that's coming up. And it's somebody else I'm supposed to remember, but I did hear from Evangelist Cummins' husband. So she's doing better. Continue to pray for her. But I want Mother Charity to intercede and pray for Minister Democrat. I just feel that he needs some prayer right now in the name of Jesus. So there God is.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Mother?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Glory to our great God. Amen. Let us look unto the Lord today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to our great King. In the mighty name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name today.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, for Elder Democrat today. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, my God, that you will continue, Lord, to strengthen him.
Yes, God.
Will continue, oh, God, to encourage his heart today.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, to encourage his mouth, oh, God. Jesus, hallelujah. And he might bring forth the words of life, oh God, to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, help him, oh God, to know your voice.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, Lord, we need your help today. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, our strength is in thee.
Yes,
my
God,
it's in thee that we live, it's in thee that we move, and it's in thee, Lord, that we have our being, oh God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, he can do nothing of himself.
But
oh God, he's able to do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen him, my God.
Hallelujah.
In the end of the day, oh God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Search his heart today, my God. Word in
Jesus,
his mouth,
Jesus, thank
Lord,
God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let him speak, my God, that you would have him to know in the name of Jesus today.
Glory
be
to God.
Keep him humble under the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and exalt him, my God, in due time. Amen.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Supply
way, God.
His every need today.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of
God.
Jesus,
hallelujah, Lord.
God, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, it supplies
yes,
every
God.
Need,
yes,
my
God.
Savior.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to our
Jesus,
great God.
Jesus,
let the anointing rest upon him.
That's
my
right,
God,
that's
his
right,
voice
that's
might
right,
be heard.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, my God.
Hallelujah.
To hear, the
hallelujah.
Heart to receive your word, Lord.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus, my God.
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus,
Savior.
Jesus, Jesus.
We praise
yes,
your
God.
Name, my God.
Yes,
and we thank
God.
You.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name, my God. In the name
right,
of Jesus.
Right. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Praise
in Jesus.
Jesus'
mighty name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen
hallelujah.
And amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's all right, Holy Ghost. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Remember Prophetess Darlene in our prayer line. Every day she's doing 21 days of prayer and fasting and reading
all
the
right.
word. So please tune in and support the woman of God. Amen. Amen. And also remember the young
Evangelist.
Man Isaiah Thurman. Remember. Yes.
She's on the line, so Prophet Darlene can give them them information for a minute. Prophet Darlene.
Praise the Lord.
Can you give your information for a minute and then.
Okay. 712-432-1500. The code is 211-498-POUND. Once again, 712-432-1500. The code is 211-498-POUND. Thank you.
Amen, amen.
Amen. We're going to go on back to our Liberal Democrat and let him close us on out with the final word and also pray.
Amen. Amen, amen. I didn't have a pen before me, but I remember a couple of the names. Amen, amen. So the Cummings husband. Amen, Sister Patrice. Amen, Isaiah that went through that operation. Amen, amen. So we're going to cover them. And was it another?
Hallelujah. Remember my sister Danielle? She has a clemency packet that has gone up before President Obama. So I want you all to please pray for Danielle that next wave.
Thank you, Jesus.
That she would be one of those that he will. So please pray for Danielle Mitt.
Amen, amen. Like I said the other week, amen to God. When God has us held and bound in different places, like Paul, Joseph was in the pit experience, right? Amen. And we call that protective custody. God is just holding you back because sometimes, you know, if he would let us go right now, you know, he knows what we would do to ourselves. Amen. And the traps that's out there waiting. So God, it's a right season that God lets us out of, you know, situations that we think we are held back in and whatnot. So God is in control of every single thing. So when God do it, he's going to put it out at the right season and whatnot, at the right – it's going to be the right time, the right moment, unexpected, amen to God. It could happen tonight. It could be unexpectedly, amen to God. But this is how God works and whatnot because, like, he don't just leave you in a place to leave you in a place. God said it's a place you got to say something. Something got to come off your mouth to somebody, amen. Somebody need to see something in your life. Like Joseph was in that experience and whatnot and got people around him was touched by, amen, him interpreting their dreams and talking to them and still keeping witness and stuff like that. So God is going to do something, amen to God, for Danielle, and we're going to just speak that in her life, amen to God, that when God bring her out of protective custody, and that's what it is, amen to God. She's not bound, amen to God. The devil ain't doing it. God is stronger than the devil. I just believe that, amen to God. So God, and when God release her, hallelujah, amen to God, she's going to be able to do what God would have her to do. She will have a testimony. Amen, amen. So we begin to just pray, amen to God, and just begin to cover the line, saints, amen to God, that God is going to bless. God is going to do a thing. See, right before the next level, you got to go through a test, and that's all this stuff is. Everybody, you're on this line. You're under attack, amen to God, but you're about to go to that next level. So, amen to God, be steadfast, unmovable, Amen. Always abiding in the word. Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we come before you even now with these names, God. You know the names, even those that we have omitted, God. Amen to God. Amen. The people of God need to understand that in spite of this circumstance, God, amen, you are still able to give them a peace of mind. The glass is not half empty. It's half full. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, bless that household. Hallelujah. Yeah. Sister Cummings, go, God. Even now. God bless her husband, God. Hallelujah. As we begin to cover him, being that the man was the head of the house, if you bless him, everything will be blessed. And that's why he's under attack. So God, begin to bless him that the whole house can be blessed. And we speak this over their house right now, God, that you begin to cover the mantle, oh God, that's on both of their ministries, God. Oh God, when people, amen to God, go through like this, we understand that, amen to God, that the devil sees something that we didn't see. Amen to God, that you're about to do something in their life. Amen to God, we be a fist around that family, God. How do you cover them, God? Protect them, God. Amen, so they can be like that glass when stuff is going on. Amen, amen. Evangelist Cummings, amen to God, she can still be not unmoved. Amen to God, and not, amen to God, disturbed, but undisturbed. We speak this over our life, oh God, even now, God, Isaiah, God, as he begin to heal, God, as he go through, oh God, those things in the hospital, God, amen, we ask that you touch the doctors, God, that you touch the healing, oh God, we speak divine health, amen, into his life, amen to God, that he, amen to God, will have a testimony. We speak it right now, God, not by power nor by might, but, oh God, by your spirit. Amen, oh God, Sister Patrice, oh God. Oh God, we call her name, oh God. We ask God that you do a mighty work in her life. Amen, oh God, speaking divine health, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release it even now as we speak it, God. God, amen, oh God, amen, not only heal her body, God. Amen, but forgive any sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and cover that household. Oh God, that there will be a testimony. Amen to God. Oh God, when the devil say no, no, no. Ah, hallelujah. God, you say yes anyhow. Begin to cover that line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover the ministries that are attached to this ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, the prayer groups, oh God. Hallelujah. Name by name by name. Cover, 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 God. Hallelujah. The armor bearer, amen. Sister Ruby Larry, God. Amen. As she hold up the line, oh God. As she cover the boards, oh God. Amen. Protect her, God. Amen, oh God. That there, oh God, be no backlash and no retaliation. Cover the, amen, oh God, the overseer, God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Bernard, oh God. Hallelujah. They, amen, go for your word, realizing as much is given, much is required, oh God, as they're going through your business and kingdom building, God, renew their strength, God, pour back into them, oh God, oh God, be a fist around them, oh God, hallelujah, realizing that they are under attack because they're doing a good thing in this season, God, oh God, somebody being blessed is listening to this call, oh God, right now, oh God, we, oh God, ask that you speak over your life, if you're listening to this call, that God will give you an undisturbed peace when you hang up this phone, amen, that you will have an undisturbed peace in this season. This is your season. We speak it over your life even now and even on tomorrow. And God, amen, for the prayer service that's going on tonight, God. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, God, Providence Darlene's prayer group, amen, where she has a 21-day fast, God. Amen to God. Begin to bless her daily, God. Amen. Mount her up daily and those assigned to her daily, God. Amen to God, that at the end of the fast, amen, that you will do a new thing, oh God. Hallelujah, amen to God. The same, we are looking forward for something for New Destiny Ministry. God, amen, as the woman of God went on a fast, oh God, we are looking, God, for you to do a new thing in this work. Amen to God, not by power of that, but by your spirit. Amen to God, begin to activate everyone that's listening before they hang up. Let them be touched by something we said, God. Let them be touched, oh God. Hallelujah, let something inside of them kick. Hallelujah, oh God, let their, oh God, their gift, oh God, be activated, oh God. Whether it's a gift of prophecy, God, a gift of teaching, a gift of word of knowledge, God, a gift of, oh God, faith, God. Amen, when they speak a thing, It's done. Release that in this line right now. Oh, God, somebody on this line got work to do. Hallelujah, God, empower them. Let them know, God, that, amen, they don't got to pray for it to come to them, but they got to pray that it be activated because it's already inside of them, God. Oh, God, activate it even now. We stand with them as we begin to close, oh, God. Activate it in the name of Jesus. Somebody begin to speak it. Lord, activate my gifts. Come on, the Bible says you should desire these gifts. Activate my gifts. I know I got them, God, but begin to activate, begin to activate them inside of me, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to activate my gifts, God. Activate my gifts, God. Hallelujah. Lord, now that I done prayed for folk, God, now I'm praying for me. Come on, somebody. Activate my gifts, God, in the name of Jesus. God, do it in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, do it for me, God. Oh, hallelujah, that I can help the body, God. Hallelujah, that I can pour back into the body. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Begin to pray, oh, God, that God activate your gifts. Whatever it is, amen, amen, that God begin to bless in your house, in your congregation, in your prayer group. Amen. Begin to release it, God, even now, God. Highly realizing, oh, God, because of the anointing. Amen. The yoke is destroyed. We release that on this line and we receive it, oh God. Oh God, that you bless Danielle, God. Oh God, that she will have a testimony, oh God. Oh God, that all the saints of God, even now that called into this broadcast, all the pastors, the bishops, the prophetess, the angels, oh God, that's sitting here right this second, God. Amen. Winning battles for us, God. We don't even see what they're protecting us from, God. Lord, we thank you for our angels, God. Thank you for the visitation on this broadcast. Amen to God, because so many devils is mad, trying to attack your people, trying to attack vision, trying to attack ministries. But Lord, we thank you for having mercy on us and sending your angels through this broadcast and holding them back, God. So I thank you, God, for your presence. We thank you. We acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your angels that's in the midst of this broadcast, oh, God. Not by power, nor by might, but, God, by your spirit, we thank you. Amen. And we give you this decree in Jesus' name. I have an undisturbed peace. We release that in every listener's heart and mind in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Minister Democrat, she came up, and she wants you to pray for. I'm going to put her on the line now. She came up to the question. Sister T?
God bless. I know you just got finished praying, but
God bless
I got
you.
Word yesterday that one of my friends, he's a single parent, and his son is terminally ill, fighting for his life in Los Angeles. So his name
my
is
Lord.
Dan. And I'm just asking for prayer.
What's his name again?
His name, the young man's name is Daniel. He's in a hospital in Los Angeles fighting for his life from terminally ill.
Amen, 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 amen. But God is able. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God, in so many times, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, woman of God. Amen. Even people that called in on this line. Amen. That God did some supernatural things, amen, and they use them as a witness, amen. So we're going to begin to pray, amen, to God, amen, that, and you stand for them, amen. This is what intercessory is all about. When they can't come, you come. Amen,
yes.
God, hallelujah. And this is the spiritual soul tie that we be talking about, amen, to God, that if God bless you, he's going to bless him because you're standing for him right now. Amen, hallelujah. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, amen. We bring, amen, to God, Brother Daniel, amen, to God, before you, oh, God. Hallelujah, amen, to God. He has a situation in his body. Amen, 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 amen. We ain't asking you to do it for the first time because we know you healed supernaturally before. Hallelujah, amen. A woman with the issue of blood, God, you know you changed her whole blood system, blood work in her body around. You did that, God. Amen. We're asking, God, that you do it again, God. Hallelujah. We need a miracle, God. Hallelujah, God. We need a miracle, God. Hallelujah. Amen. We know in 2014 you are still a miracle. Will we speak it, amen, as she stands for Brother Daniel, God. Amen. As she stand for him, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, begin to touch his body right now, God. Even as she's sitting in prayer right now, God. Even, oh, God, she calling his name out, God. Hallelujah. God, do a work, oh God, even now, God. Send your angel, God. We know you got angels on this line. We know you got angels, God, in his room, God. Hallelujah. Begin to activate his angel. Ah, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we believe in your angels, God. We believe, oh God, that you can dispatch them to do whatever you would have them to do, whatever message you would have them to give, God. We know you are able, God, even in 2014, God. We understand, God, that you still have the power, God, that you still have the name that's above every single name. And we use that name today, Jesus. Ah, we use your name, Father. We put your blood upon the sickness, God, realizing that it's your will, God, that we shall prosper even as our soul shall prosper. Do it right now, God, as she stands for him, God. We will continue to speak, God. We continue to put word over top of him, oh God, that you're going to do a thing, oh God. Oh God, that you're going to give him an understanding in spite of what they say, God, even in spite of even the condition, God. Amen. That he, oh God, will have peace of mind because you are doing the work. Amen to God. And we claim that, G, you're doing something right now, God. Even as we praying, God, amen, you're doing something in his body that the doctors cannot see, God. Hallelujah. And when you do it, oh God, amen, he will give you the testimony. He will give you the glory, God. We speak this in faith, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Not by, oh God, word, but oh, by permission. By permission, God, by permission, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because we have faith, God. We believe you, God, and we use your word even now, God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, she stands for them, and we stand with her today, God. Amen. When he hurt, we hurt. When he go through, we go through, God. Hallelujah. When he's sick, oh God, spiritually we sick, oh God, because we are body, God. We holding them up even now, God, the body of Christ, even those that will come on. After this call is over and they will listen to this broadcast, we ask that you stand in agreement with us and you touch and agree that God will do a thing in Danielle's life and in Daniel's life, excuse me, amen. Hallelujah, amen. So cover him right now in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 Just give God a wave offering. Just believe that God's going to do it. The Bible said when you pray, believe that God, believe that God's going to do it. Amen. Lord, we give you a wave offering even now. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. All right. All right. All right, woman of God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. God going to do something. Hallelujah. All right. Amen, amen. Receive it, receive it.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. This is a blessing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for our Pastor Greg in the chat room. He's been there from the beginning. He ought to be at this celebration. He was on the line with Evangelist Bernard. So we really appreciate you being in the chat room, Pastor Greg. You stayed all day. You've been coming in quite a bit. And we love you and we appreciate you coming in and tuning in as the Lord leads you to go. So God bless
you
and you in this prayer too. God bless you. Evangelist Bernard.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, then. So you don't close out, Minister Democrat, so we can close out.
All right.
All right.
Amen. Y'all come on back for prayer tonight. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Okay. Prophetess Darlene Davis is on at 5 p.m. every day doing this 21 days, I think. She gave y'all the information. That's the one. That's
and
one.
If you can't make all 21 days, make one of them days. Just call in that number. It was one of them days if you can. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. So Minister Democrat was talking about undisturbed peace. Let's go here with United's Love, I'm at Peace with Vicky Yoli. So that's about the call.
Your hands on me, and now, oh, oh, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away. Died for me on Calvary, and now, oh, 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 you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm. Come on, can you point your storm right now? My storm has moved away. I'm at peace. Come on, you ought to lift your hands and thank Him for peace. Even though my heart is breaking, I'm at peace. I never thought would be shaken. Oh, Lord, I remember the day, Lord, I remember the moment, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh, Lord, you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm has moved away. You came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see clearly now the rain is gone. You came and laid your hands on me, and now it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid your hand on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away.
Peace by Vicky Yoli. God bless y'all. We see you tomorrow. What is it? Provoke Friday with Pastor Edward Hamilton. What is it? New Christian Fellowship Ministry. God bless y'all.